Thank you very much, Alison. Fantastic to see you all this morning. Good morning. Are you all happy to be here today? Mum's particularly happy to be here. I want to talk about amazing mums. There might be some pictures up on the slide for us just to help us to think a bit this morning. And I know that all of you mums here this morning are amazing in so many different ways. But I want to ask, just to start with this morning, for a few people to share with me, to share with all of us, different ways that your mums are amazing. So hands up if you think you want something to say. If you want a nice lunch or anything later on, you might want to think carefully about this. Abby?
She drops me off to all my clubs.
Yes, she's a taxi driver. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Lou?
She gives good hugs.
She gives good hugs, no doubt. Yes.
She wakes up at 6 o'clock to make my lunch.
Wow, that's amazing, Rachel. Wakes up at 6 to make your lunch. That's brilliant.
She comforts me when I'm sad.
She comforts you when you're sad. Thank you, Isabel. I'm going to go down towards the back. Anybody back here who would like to share? Yes.
She lets me play on my iPad.
Now that is amazing. Fantastic. Anybody over this end round here? Anybody want to tell me how their mums are amazing? Okay, I'm going to go down to the front. You're never too big to know that your mum's amazing. Joe, are you?
She still wakes me up for church in the morning.
Especially when you're playing the drums. Thank you. That's brilliant. Anybody down the front here? Any brownies? Yes. Welcome, brownies. Great to have you here.
She looks after me.
She looks after you. Really, really important. Yes. And over here.
Because she loves me.
Because she loves... Now, that's a good one to finish on, isn't it? There are so many amazing, amazing things about your mum and different things that she does. And that, I think, is a key one, isn't it? Because she loves you. And it is very difficult sometimes being a mum. We've shared some of the different ways that our mums are amazing. And it often involves them putting themselves out, doesn't it? It often involves them putting you before themselves. Have the next slide. There was a boy asked a question. That's nice, doesn't it? I know, I'm feeling hungry now looking at that. There was a boy asked a maths question at school. If your mum had baked a cake like this, let's say, and there were 7 of you in your family, big family, what part of the cake would you get? Well, I'd get a 1/6, he replied. Oh dear, the teacher replied, you don't know your fractions, do you? Remember, there are 7 people. I do know my fractions, he said. You just don't know my mum. She would say she didn't want any cake so the rest of us could have some. Oh, don't know how true that is for you mums here today, but I think the point stands, doesn't it? That so often being a mum, being an amazing mum, involves putting others, putting your children before yourselves. And that sacrifice that mums live out is an everyday one. I just want to think about a few different areas where mums are amazing, where mums show their love for us and their sacrifice for us in different ways. And the first one is up on the screen, if we have the next slide, that your mums carried you. So right at the very beginning of your life, your mum had to carry you for 9 long months. And for some mums here, it did feel like long months. Over that time, you were eating her food from inside her tummy, making her feel sick. Some people very, very sick and hungry, kicking her belly and her stomach and keeping her awake at night. And then the most painful bit of all, actually the bit which comes at the end, ouch, which apparently is quite sore, giving birth to you. Now, does she ever complain about those things? Yes, okay, sometimes, but not very often. Not very often. And that was all before you even took your first breath. Before you entered into the world, your mum carried you and put you first and gave you that life. So that's the first thing. She carried you. The second thing, and these are some of the things we've just been sharing, isn't it? That she cares for you in so many different ways. Your mum then, once you were born, had to make sure that you were looked after when you were too small to do that for yourself. She had to get you dressed, change your nappy. She had to feed you, make sure that you were getting enough to grow. And much of that carries on for a long time, doesn't it, Joe? Much of that sort of looking after and yeah, absolutely. That care and that love doesn't stop. Mums keep on doing whatever they can for their sons and daughters, no matter how old they are and no matter what's changed in their lives. So that's the second thing. She cares for you. And then the third thing, she protects you. It's every mum's instinct, isn't it, to protect their children, regardless of the danger that puts them in. There was a news story a while ago about a lady called Jennifer Duncan. Jennifer was driving her 8-month-old baby Daniel to nursery when she broke down and she stepped out to the side of the road. Then the unthinkable happened. A car hit her car and they were thrown 30 feet from a bridge to the street below. When the ambulance arrived, they were shocked to find something truly incredible. Daniel was unharmed. As Jennifer fell, she turned her body into a human shield and completely absorbed the impact from the fall. How amazing is that? Jennifer couldn't have had more than a split second for that motherly instinct to kick in. The heroic mum survived the fall, but she had a fractured hip and actually had to have her leg amputated below her knee as well. She sacrificed herself and was willing to put herself in harm's way, in danger, to care for her child, for her son. And I think every mother would do the same. It's the mother's instinct to protect your children. So we think then to our Bible reading that Ella brought us this morning, Moses' mum. In the Bible reading, we can see many of the same features of what it means to be an amazing and a loving mum. We read that right at the start of that story that Moses' mum did the same as all mums. She carried Moses. She gave birth to Moses. She then looked after him. She fed him. And most importantly, she tried to protect him from the evil Pharaoh who had given orders that every baby boy born to the Hebrew people should be killed. What a just a horrible situation for any mum to be in. And as Moses was growing, his mum realized that she couldn't hide him any longer. She couldn't protect him or look after him. She was going to be found out and they would probably both be killed. So she took him and she placed him, a bit like this picture here, in a basket and placed him on the river. Not perhaps an action I would necessarily recommend. Nevertheless, she was forced to do something radical, desperate, something dangerous. She didn't know what else to do. And it doesn't tell us in the story, but I am sure she was crying out to God as she placed her baby, her little boy, in that basket and put him on the river. And the amazing thing is that when Moses' mum couldn't look after Moses any longer, God stepped in. God protected him from the crocodiles on the Nile, from the drowning, from being carried away by the current. He placed Moses in the way of Pharaoh's daughter, who found him and decided she felt sorry for him. Instead of being killed, he was given back to his mum to care for him, and then later given back to Pharaoh, Pharaoh's daughter, as her son. Where Moses' mum couldn't help Moses, when she couldn't protect him, God was there. You see, the thing is, mums are great, but they are not perfect. Hands up, all perfect mums here this morning. Watching Ella, not quite yet. Any perfect mums here this morning? Probably not. Because brilliant as you all are, you are not perfect in every way. And the amazing truth is that when our mums fail us, as sadly sometimes they will, we can be sure that God is there, that God will never fail us. You see, our mums might have carried us when they were pregnant and given birth to us, but it was God who created us in our mother's womb. God who knew us even before we were born. Each one of us is so, so precious to him. Our mums might have fed us and cared for us. But it's God who provided that food. He's always there for us to give him his comfort and his peace. He is only ever just one prayer away. And finally, our mums may do their best to protect us, but sometimes they make mistakes and get hurt and allow us to get hurt. God is always there to bring us his healing when we're hurt, to let us know that he can protect us and help us by knowing whatever we face, his presence is always with us. When we feel afraid, we can ask him to come and surround us with his love and his protection. He will always hear us. So this morning, do we love our mums? Oh, dear, 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 dear. No, 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 no. Do we love our mums? We do love our mums. They are truly, truly amazing. They carried us. They gave birth to us. They fed us. They cared for us. They protect us. But we also know that even when they haven't always got it right, we have God who created us, God who cares for us and protects us. And that's even more than the best mum in the whole world. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for our mums. Thank you that they are so amazing. But thank you that you are even more amazing. Thank you for your love and your protection for us every day of our lives. Help us to know you every day. Amen.